This is 1320 WILS Friday. Thanks for joining us. Well, if you live in a house and it's much too big for you, if the kids have moved out and you're now looking around thinking maybe we should find something smaller, this might be the right time to move. Matt Parker joins us. Real Estate Smart is his book, Real Estate Smart, the New Home Buying Guide. Matt Parker. Matt, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. How long have you been working in real estate?
I've been working in real estate for, I think, 10, 11 years now.
Yeah, and how's the market? Because you're out in Seattle. How are the markets out there, would you say?
The major paper came out and said, basically, it might be the tightest market it's been in Seattle ever. So it's tight. It's a strong seller's market.
Strong seller's market. Okay, so are we in a bubble right now, do you think?
I don't think it's a bubble. And I think of a bubble, I think it's something that's supremely overinflated. I do think we're in line for a correction, though, a slight correction.
Okay. I mean, I've heard that it's mostly on the coast and not as much in the Midwest. Do you agree with that?
Well, the problem is the coast affects all the areas. The more and more we're an integral national and international society. So, like we saw in 2008, when one affects the other and vice versa. So I think it would affect everyone.
And how fast do you think the market could turn now that it's a seller's market?
I identified it turning within about a week in late 2007. So, I mean, it can change very, very fast. And once that switch gets flicked, things changed quickly in the one that we've seen here in our adult lives.
And so how close are we today to that happening?
I would guess that you're within 18 months.
18 months, really, where we could see prices really come back down.
Well, you've had four corrections since 1971 in order from 5% to 40% or more decrease. So you have roughly one per decade, mm-hmm. and now we've seen prices double basically in the last 8 years. So that in line with the stock market's higher than it's ever been, we're in the one of the four longest periods of GDP growth in the history of our nation and one of the longest bull markets ever. So everyone's buying, and it has that feeling to it. It feels eerily similar to 2007, although I think some of the underlying problems of the real estate market were corrected.
Okay, so you're saying if you're going to sell a house, do it in the next year or so?
Yeah, if you have an inkling to sell, it's a really good time to do that and move on it quickly, particularly if you have a large home and you're going to a smaller one, because then you get the gain on a large increase on a larger price value. Uh-huh. And even though you're buying back into the market, you're buying at a lower price. So relatively, for someone that's downsizing, it's a very good time, particularly to sell.
So is there any particular challenge in downsizing a home?
It's emotional for people. Clinically, we get attached to our material items. Most people have at least 5,000 items in their homes. And so the idea of purging that, getting rid of a lot, giving it away or throwing it away is very, very emotional for people. And they'll sit there for 5, 10 years or decades even, mm-hmm. wondering how they're going to do that. So I think mostly it's emotional when people downsize. The actual act of moving and finding a new home is easy compared to that.
So how do you know when the time is right to do that?
I wish I was that smart.
Is it a matter of just using the home? If you're not even using parts of the home, it's time to get out of there?
I would say from an emotional standpoint, if you feel your world shrinking and your health decreasing and your happiness decreasing, it might be time to make a change in your housing. Big empty space is rough on people. Not only is it expensive, but it can be an emotional burden maintaining it. Mm-hmm. And taking care of all this empty space with all these memories in it.
So the timing, though, what do you do? You sell the house simultaneously buying another one, or is there a better way to get from one to another, ideally?
Yeah, it depends on your cash situation. If you have a lot of cash, yeah, it's preferable in this market to buy first and then sell. Mm-hmm. But if you can't do that, you can't do that. So you might actually have to go into a rental after selling your home in Seattle, because there's no way you're going to pull off a contingent purchase in the city right now. It's not going to happen.
What's the average price of a house in Seattle right now?
Median pricing around the city has got to be high fives.
$500,000?
Yeah, in the higher end of the $500,000. Okay. I don't know what it is exactly this month. That's why I'm hedging a little bit, but probably high $500,000.
And how fast have sales been going for you there?
Very fast. If you price a home right, you'll have 5 to 10 offers the first day.
The first day it's out there. Incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in a sense, you're saying this is now, and you're expecting that to change within 18 months, huh?
It's like anything. Like last time, it'll change quickly. I remember fall of 2007, and it wasn't long before it all just ended. It was all gone. Yeah. Once people's mood changes and they get scared and it's not a good time to buy, then the light switch turns off.
Yeah. Well, what was that like for you when that happened in terms of your business?
It was great for me. I was a young real estate agent, very young and probably too young at the time, and I didn't have any customers. So when everything reverted, I took that advantage to learn how to use technology to sell homes really quickly. Most people don't know that Redfin and Zillow became really popular about the time that everything fell apart. So using those tools and other technology, I really took advantage of it and actually made a name for myself. But I haven't talked to anyone else that has that story.
Oh, really? Using the Zillow and what's the other one?
Redfin, the two popular websites that most home buyers and sellers use.
I see. It's Matt Parker, his book, Real Estate Smart, the New Home Buying Guide. A lot of great ideas to, if you're looking to sell or buy your home. Matt Parker, the Real Estate Smart is the book right here on WILS. Matt, thanks for joining us. Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. That is it for us. It is Friday. Thanks for joining us. Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. We'll be back here on Monday. If you have any comments, send them to us. Let us know what you think. Share them with us. ccrecap@gmail.com. ccrecap@gmail.com. Good night.